And now on with the local news. There's been a lot of marching in Norwich this week. We're about to hear about a march to demand the government ends the public sector pay cap, a walk for freedom supporting the global campaign against human trafficking, and a Sea Cadets march. Maybe it is not October, but March.
Hundreds of people joined a march through the streets of Norwich to demand that the government brings an end to the public sector pay cap. The government signalled that the pay freeze for public sector workers should come to an end next year, after agreeing a controversial increase for police and prison officers. Downing Street last month announced the 1% annual pay cap would be lifted for police officers and prison officers, and committed to a wider flexibility for all public sector workers from next year. Workers in Norwich staged their Smash the Cap protest, as they called for the government to lift the cap on other public sector workers, such as teachers and nurses. Public sector pay was frozen for most workers in 2010, and rises have been capped at 1% since 2013. The pay award for police officers proved controversial. Norfolk's Chief Constable, Simon Bailey, said his officers deserved the increase, but warned police numbers in the county would have to be cut so officers can be paid more, with no new money from the government to cover the increase.
Dozens of people came together in Norwich to join support for a global campaign against human trafficking. The Walk for Freedom was held in the city on the 14th of October for the fourth year. More than 100 people took part, wearing black with tape over their mouths to represent those who cannot speak for themselves. The local event was organised by the Proclaimers Church, which has bases in Norwich and Ipswich, while the global initiative is the brainchild of campaign group A21. The walk means the fine city joined hundreds of others across the world, taking part, including Berlin, Paris and London. Organiser Gemma Neal said, "We've had a really good turnout and it's really pleasing to see so many UEA students coming along. It is a striking image, but we are trying to raise awareness that slavery is still an issue. We live in the finest city in the country, but slavery affects every city."
Sea Cadets from across the county marched through Norwich to celebrate Trafalgar Day. Around 240 cadets took part, watched by proud relatives, former cadets and other onlookers. Lieutenant Mark Janna Burgess, District Officer for Suffolk and Norfolk, said, "The march went very well. Our cadets were looking smart and they have done a lot of preparation over the last 4 weeks." The cadets marched from Norwich Cathedral to St Peter Mancroft Church for inspection. The inspection was a success, and it was fantastic how it all came together. I could tell that the captain was really proud and happy with the cadets, Lieutenant Janna Burgess added. Trafalgar Day is the celebration of the victory won by the Royal Navy, commanded by Norfolk's Admiral Nelson, over the French and Spanish fleets at the Battle of Trafalgar on October the 21st, 1805.
Museum bosses have revealed they are hoping a combination of two major exhibitions in Norfolk, the Week Pound and Norwich's Airport, will bring bumper visitor numbers from the Netherlands to the country. This coming weekend we'll see the opening of a major exhibition at Norwich Castle Museum, exploring the etchings of Dutch master Rembrandt. And next summer, an exhibition will focus on the painting called The Paston Treasure, a work by an unknown Dutch artist which depicts objects and curiosities collected by Norfolk's Paston family in the 17th century. Steve Miller, head of Norfolk Museums, said he was hoping those exhibitions could be a big draw for Dutch visitors and said Norfolk needed to do more to sell itself overseas.
A Norfolk charity which helped more than 7,000 people living with sight loss in the past year, said there was still a huge need for its services. The comments were made during the 211th annual meeting of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB, one of the county's oldest charities. More than 100 trustees, staff, volunteers and service users attended the AGM on Thursday. Chairman of the trustees, Kit Cater, said 2017 saw the charity's first fully trained eye clinic liaison officer take up their post at the James Paget Hospital. He said it was hoped the position will be replicated at all of the county's hospitals. "We have looked after over 7,000 blind and visually impaired people in Norfolk over the past 12 months," he said. "Our equipment centres in Norwich, Great Yarmouth, King's Lynn and Cromer, along with our mobile unit, saw nearly 5,000 visitors during the year." The charity's new chief executive, Gina Dormer, who joined in August, said it was vital to continue raising awareness about the support available to the visually impaired.
The delay in transferring patients from ambulances into the region's busiest hospital is impacting how quickly medics are reaching those in need. Data revealed the number of hours lost as ambulance crews waited for there to be space at A&E at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital had soared between July and September this year. The aim is to ensure patients are moved from the ambulance into A&E departments within 15 minutes of arrival.
The winners of Civic Watchdog, the Norwich Society's Design Awards, were revealed at the Assembly House. There were a number of categories, with the Rose Lane multi-storey car park the winner in the civic category. In the commercial category, the winner was the Asda store complex in Hall Road. The Winnells Yard student complex next to the bus station won the residential grouped award, while a Grade 2 listed house in Willow Lane took the residential single award. The University of East Anglia's Enterprise Centre, Europe's largest thatched building, scooped the Community Award. The conversion of St Mary's House, a wing of the Assembly House, won the Conservation category, and the Sir Bernard Field and Conservation Architecture Award went to the Boardman House, where the Norwich University of the Arts has its School of Architecture.